dewdrops. Dewdrops are really very, very beautiful on the grass, especially in the early morning sun. They look like jewels just scintillating in the sunlight. But they are so evanescent, so short-lived. They just vanish and evaporate in the sunshine. All things, all experiences like this. It's there for a short time and just passes away. Everything is so evanescent, so ephemeral, just like a dewdrop, like a bubble. Go to a stream and watch bubbles forming, disappearing, forming, disappearing. They arise and in the blink of an eye they vanish. Life is like that. Our lives are like that. Our experiences are like that. They're gone in the blink of an eye. In the moment, we're often so caught up in things, so fallen into things. We can't see this. We're so locked into things, so locked in attachment or conflict. Well, it's all a bubble. It's just a bubble. We don't see it as a bubble. Sometimes the skanda of feeling is particularly likened to bubbles, bubbles of water, pleasure, pain. They arise, they pass away. They arise, they pass away. So often we base ourselves on these feelings as if they're going to last forever. And then life is like a dream. In a dream, we believe in the reality of what happens. We really do believe in the dream that monsters are chasing us, psychopaths are trying to cut us down, that there's battling, that there's killing. In a dream, we believe there is a beautiful woman or a beautiful man that we're making love to. In a dream, we can be in paradise. In a dream, we can be in hell. In a dream, we can have visions even of bodhisattvas. And when we wake up from that dream, and if it's been a bad dream, there's this wonderful feeling of relief. Whew. It's only a dream. God, it was only a dream that I was back at school. I wasn't really trying to do that exam that I hadn't prepared for. Or perhaps we mourn that we've woken up from a dream of such exquisite beauty, but it was only a dream. Well, all experience is like a dream. So insubstantial. How do we know that we're not dreaming right now? How do we actually know that we won't wake up in a moment and think, oh, I was only sleeping. I was only dreaming that I was doing this Diamond Sutra thing. Think back to yesterday. Think back to the day before. Think back to the beginning of the retreat. Think back to before the retreat. It's just gone, vanished. Just a very hazy memory. Could just as well have been a dream. Did we live all that? Did we really live all that? Did we really do all that? Or is it just a dream? Did it happen? Past thought cannot be got at. And the present too, it will just vanish. Right now, the moment is passing. No different from a dream. And when the Prajnaparamita arises, when she shines, we'll wake up and laugh. It was all a dream. All that feeling of suffering and restriction, all that sense that, that we weren't enlightened. we'll just wake up and laugh. Well, it was a dream. That was a dream of that I was just ignorance. But then we realise, well, it's still a dream, but we live the dream. We live the dream in a different way. Like a lightning flash. Lightning is amazing, isn't it? I used to notice this at Guhyaloka up in the mountains. You could really see lightning. You'd be really close to it. You know, this great flash, in the darkness. And suddenly you see like you've never seen before. And it's gone. did it happen? All experience like this. Each event is momentary, ungraspable. The present moment is gone in the blink of an eye. Like clouds. Clouds form and reform in the sky. You can watch them. It's lovely, isn't it, to watch clouds changing shape. Nothing in themselves, made up of drops of moisture, buffeted around by the wind. changing colour, changing shape, fading, forming, transforming. All things are like that. There's just continuous change and transformation, continual forming and reforming without any substance. Ideas, moods, feelings, empires, galaxies, the life of a man, just like clouds, forming and reforming.